Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India now globally considered most suited for manufacturing world-class goods at competitive cost. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address election rallies at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand and Karoli in Rajasthan today. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi to address two public meetings in Rajasthan. Calcutta High Court orders CBI probe in allegations of extortion, land encroachment and sexual assault in Sandesh Khali, West Bengal. Centre asks states and union territories to set up vigil on pulses stock, specially imported yellow peas. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated across the country today. And in table tennis, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade advances to second round of WTT Peter Dusseldorf tournament in Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is now globally considered most suited for manufacturing world-class goods at competitive cost. In an interview with a US-based magazine, Mr. Modi stated that India is the ideal location for people looking to establish reliable and robust supply chains. He said the people have seen that India has raced ahead from 11th largest economy to the 5th largest economy and aims to become the 3rd largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi added that India is venturing in areas like space, artificial intelligence, green energy, semiconductors and other futuristic technologies. The Prime Minister said India has run the world's largest poverty eradication drive in the last 10 years and has pulled 250 million people out of poverty. Prime Minister Modi said his government has worked with the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Campaigning has intensified for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 19th of this month, and polling for the second phase will take place on the 26th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand today. The rally aims at garnering support for the BJP candidates of three parliamentary constituencies within the Garhwal division, namely Tihri, Haridwar and Pauri. In Rajasthan also, campaigning is in full swing for Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Modi will address an election rally in Karoli district today in support of the party candidate. This rally is called Vijay Shankhnad Sabha and is scheduled this afternoon. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two public meetings in the state today. The first meeting of Mr. Gandhi is scheduled in Anupgarh under Bikaner Lok Sabha constituency, while he will address the second public meeting in Phalodi under Jodhpur Lok Sabha constituency. Several other leaders from both the parties will also campaign in the state. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will address a public meeting today in Indora in North Nagpur in support of Yogesh Lanjewar from Nagpur and Sandeep Meshram from Ramtek. In Madhya Pradesh, all parties including BJP and Congress have put their full strength in campaigning for Lok Sabha elections. From star campaigners to regional leaders, all are reaching different Lok Sabha constituencies for campaigning. Here is a report.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address political rallies in Mandla and Katni districts today. Mr. Shah will also participate in other local programs. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also address public meetings in Satna and Rewa districts. At the same time, all the senior leaders of Congress Party released the party's manifesto at the state headquarters in Bhopal yesterday. Senior Congress leaders Kamal Nath, Digvijay Singh, Jitu Patwari and Arun Yadav are leading the party campaign. BSP, Aam Aadmi Party, Gondwana Ganatantra Party and independent candidates are also busy in their campaigning. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Meanwhile, Congress has released a list of two candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Dr. Kalyan Kale will contest from Jalna and Dr. Shobha Dinesh Bachchav from Dhule, Maharashtra. The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. all 26 seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this third phase. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month, and voting for this phase will be held on the 7th of May. In our series of key constituencies, today we take a look at Nilgiri parliamentary seat in Tamil Nadu. This hilly region is also a reserved constituency, and at least 10 tribal groups form a sizable number of population. Here is a report from our correspondent.
Nilgiri's Lok Sabha constituency is in existence since 1957. The constituency has 6 assembly segments, namely Bhavani Sagar, Udagamandalam, Gudalur, Kunnur, Metupalayam and Avinashi, out of which 3 are reserved constituencies. ADMK has won 4 and DMK Congress have won each in 2021 elections. 14,18,950 voters will be voting for 16 contestants who are in the fray. It is a 3-cornered contest between DMK's A. Raja, former state BJP president, and Union Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan and AIADMK's Logesh Tamilselvan. L. Murugan, former state BJP President and Union Minister of State, contested from the Rasipuram constituency in 2011, 2012 by-election and 2021 state assembly elections. This is the first time that he is contesting the Lok Sabha elections from this constituency. Congress has won 7 times. R. Prabhu from the Congress was elected from this constituency 5 times. TMC had won it twice and DMK 3 times. Former Union Minister A. Raja is contesting for the 3rd time from this constituency. BJP has won the constituency in 1998 and 99. The cool destination for summer is still a hot seat for the Lok Sabha. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024. A special program on the general elections every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Calcutta High Court has ordered that the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will investigate allegations of extortion, land encroachment and sexual assault by suspended TMC leader Shahjahan Sheikh and his associates in Sandesh Khali, West Bengal. A bench led by Chief Justice T.S. Shivaganam said that the Apex Court will oversee the CBI probe. Shahjahan Sheikh and his associates are prime accused in extortion, land encroachment and sexual assault cases in Sandesh Khali. He was apprehended by the state police on February the 29th after 55 days on the run. Shahjahan Sheikh was later handed over to the CBI following court orders. The centre has directed all states and union territories to enforce weekly stock disclosure of pulses by all stockholding entities and verify the stocks declared by them. It has also asked them to take strict action on stockholding entities found to be reporting false information on the stock disclosure portal. The Secretary, the Department of Consumer Affairs, Nidhi Khare, held a meeting with Principal Secretaries and Secretaries of State Consumer Affairs, Food and Civil Supplies Departments in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the states and UTs were apprised of the need for increased vigilance over the stock position and price trends for pulses to prevent hoarding and market manipulation. Apart from the 5 major pulses named Tur, Urad, Chana, Masoor and Moong, the states and UTs have been asked to monitor the stock position for imported yellow peas. Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The festival marks the culmination of the period of fasting and prayer during the holy month of Ramzan and gives the message of love and brotherhood." She said, "This festival promotes unity, forgiveness and charity. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi prayed that this occasion may further spread the spirit of compassion, togetherness and peace. Now taking you to Rajasthan, where the festival of Gangor is being celebrated with traditional devotion and enthusiasm. Women dressed in traditional clothes worship Isar, that is Lord Shiva, and Gangor, that is Parvati, with full rituals. On this occasion, various programs are being organized in the states, including in Jaipur. A report.
The royal procession of Gangor will be taken out today and tomorrow in Wal City area of Jaipur. Thousands of people from India and abroad reach Jaipur to have a glimpse of this ride. In Udaipur also, the three-day Gangor festival begins today. The royal procession of Gangor will be taken out there from 3 days. This ride will start from the Raj Mahal of Udaipur in a ship-like boat and will reach Gangor Ghat. Tourists visit Udaipur in a large number every year to witness this event and Ghumar dance. In the 3-day festival, a glimpse of traditional art, culture, music and dance of Mewars will be seen. This festival is also being celebrated in other districts of the state. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Now some weather updates. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for parts of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The IMD has forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 50 km per hour speed over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 3 days. The weather agency also predicted rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Meanwhile, hot and humid conditions will prevail over Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today and tomorrow, and over Kerala during the next 4 days. The weather agency has predicted the maximum temperatures to gradually rise by about 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over parts of East India during the next 2 days. No significant change in maximum temperatures is expected over the rest of the country. Now time for some sports news. In table tennis, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade has advanced to the second round of the WTT Feeder Dusseldorf tournament in Germany yesterday. She defeated Ji Eun-jae of South Korea 3-2 in women's singles round of 64. She will now face Kim Ha-yong, another South Korean player, in the second round. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu.
Thank you, Sunil. JNU is the top university in India and globally in the 20th position according to a study, while IIMs Ahmedabad, Bangalore and Calcutta are ranked in the top 50, reports The Asian Age. Setting aside its own order of 2017, the Supreme Court gives rupees 8,000 crore relief to DMRC on a curative petition, reports The Indian Express. Cracking down on anonymous political hoardings, the Election Commission has sought disclosure of names of their publishers and printers for traceability and accountability, writes The Hindu. The top headline in Business Standard reads, "No stopping the bulls, Sensex at 75K and rising." And finally, in what Hindustan Times calls a landmark speech, a top UN expert has cautioned that only 2 years are left to save the world from a climate catastrophe. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, India now globally considered most suited for manufacturing world-class goods at competitive cost. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address election rallies at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand and Karoli in Rajasthan today. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi to address 2 public meetings in Rajasthan. Calcutta High Court orders CBI probe in allegations of extortion, land encroachment and sexual assault in Swandesh Khali, West Bengal. Centre asks states and union territories to step up vigil on pulses stock, specially imported yellow peas. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated across the country today. And in table tennis, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade advances to second round of WTT Feeder Dusseldorf tournament in Germany. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.